This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Israeli military says there was a deadly shooting by a gunman who approached from Jordan at the border in the occupied West Bank on Sunday. Reuters correspondent Diane Tao reports.
The military said three Israeli civilians were killed after the attacker got out of a truck in the bridge area and shot at security forces there. They added that Israeli forces eliminated the gunman. The Israeli manager of the crossing said three workers were shot dead at close range. It's the first such attack along the border with Jordan since Palestinian Islamist group Hamas launched an assault on southern Israel on October the 7th, sparking the latest war in Gaza that has ratcheted up tensions across the region. It took place in a commercial cargo area under Israeli control, where Jordanian trucks offload cargo entering the West Bank, officials said.
Reuters correspondent Diane Tao. Police arrested a number of demonstrators as huge numbers of Israelis again poured into the streets of Tel Aviv on Saturday to protest against the government's failure to secure the return of remaining hostages in Gaza. While hospital and local authorities said Israeli air raids in the territory killed more than a dozen people overnight into Saturday, the new protest came a week after one of the largest demonstrations of the war following the discovery of another six dead hostages in Gaza and after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu pushed back against pressure for a ceasefire deal and declared, quote, "No one will preach to me." Venezuelan opposition presidential candidate Edmundo Gonzalez flew into Spain on Sunday to seek asylum, Madrid said, hours after quitting his country amid a political and diplomatic crisis over July's disputed election.